Well, it's 9:30, and right on cue, we have the privilege of speaking with Mr. Mose John Allison Jr., speaking to us by telephone, I believe, from Seattle. Bill Douglas in the studio with us. Good morning, Mose. Hello, Mose.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, good enough.
How are you?
All right. So far, so good.
Good. I was getting a little nervous there. That phone rang a long time, Mose, before you picked it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Were you having second thoughts about talking to us?
Yeah, it just blinked, so I don't know. I've got a couple of phones in this place, and neither one of them worked that good. So.
Well, you're sounding great. Hey, Bill Douglas is in here with us. You want to say hello to Bill?
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, Mose.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, man. See
What's
you.
Happening?
See you soon, man. It'll be always a pleasure to play.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Mose is going to be appearing at the Center for the Arts this Sunday, and Bill Douglas will be with him on bass. And who else we got? We got Pete Magadini on drums.
That's right.
Mose, are you there?
Yeah.
Boy, it sounds like a choo-choo train or something.
Yeah, I'm going to get the other phone. Let me see if it works any better. Just one second.
We're having some problems. We're going to keep trying to get a hold of Mose. I'm going to put some Mose Allison on to regale y'all while we try and reconnect. So apologies for the technical difficulties, but hopefully we will transcend that. So hold on. Bear with us. Okay, let's try this again. We got Mose back on the line. Mose, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that is one.
But you know, you're coming in and out, so we'll try it. Let's see what happens.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. And as I mentioned, you know, Bill Douglas is here. You guys have already said hello to each other.
Oh yeah.
So you're going to be down here this weekend playing some music for the folks in Grass Valley.
Yep, that's right.
The people that put this on, Mose, put a nice biography of you on their website for the, you know, as a promo for your appearance. And in reading through that, I mean, the tributes to you from various contemporary artists, you know, such as Bonnie Raitt, John Hammond, John Mayall, Willie Dixon, all these people paying tribute to you. You referenced on there, you know, you were inspired when you were younger by the likes of Nat King Cole, who we played a few minutes ago before you came on, Fats Waller, Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
I asked you this on the phone yesterday. Is there anybody out there now, Mose, that that you hear that just you sit back and take notice of?
Well, you know, I like Cecil Taylor and Keith Jarrett, you know, but you know, those are the people I liked last time I heard them. So anyhow, but I haven't heard everybody, so I don't hear too many people.
Well, when you're sitting around, you know, in the comfort of your home, or if you go out and listen to music, who do you tend to listen to?
Well, if I'm going to listen to anybody, it'll be Schoenberg.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever listen to Bill Douglas? You know who he is?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I listen to Bill Douglas a couple of times a year.
That's right.
So you and Bill obviously have played together before. He's going to be with you Saturday along with Pete Magadini on drums. How far back do you and Bill go?
40 years.
That's right.
Well, Bill doesn't look that old.
The El Matador in San Francisco.
That's right.
That's where we first played. And it was at least 40 years ago.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, I just turned 64, so there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Mose, what's it like? I mean, after all these years all these times, I mean, it must be thousands of times that you've done live performances, maybe tens of thousands of times, I don't know. But what's it feel like when you step out on that stage and you're introduced? I mean, do you get nervous before you go out? Do you?
No. Nope. Now I get nervous sometimes if I have to wait, but I don't get nervous usually when I'm going out, and so as I said yesterday, it's the same challenge, you know, same challenge as it's always been, you know, And that is trying to get the music to work and to get it to happen, you know, and swing.
That's right.
So hopefully you'll be swinging Sunday then.
Oh yeah, you know, it'll be the same Sunday as it always is, you know. I'll try to get it happening, and sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's easy.
Well, you may have a full house there. In fact, you probably will. You should have a full house, but I'm sure a lot of these people, if not all of them, are fans of yours, and so it should be a good vibe at the Center for the Arts on Sunday evening. But over the years in performances, have audiences changed? I mean, do you feel, looking out, does it look different? Does it feel different?
Well, I don't know. You know, they're getting older, as a rule. Most of them have heard me for 30 years or 40 years or something, but there's a few young people that heard about me from the Who record and the Van Morrison album and Elvis Costello and Bonnie Raitt and so forth.
So that's your link to the younger generation.
Yeah, huh? Right.
Yeah. Do you feel like they're appreciating your music for what it is and for who you are, or
I have no idea.
You can't feel one way or the other then up there what's coming, you know.
No, I don't try to predict what the audience is going to do. I have to get it going myself, you know. And I have to it takes a lot of focus and a lot of energy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, one time on a break at a concert, we were backstage and I complimented Mose and I said, you know, you really sounded good, and Mose said, swing or die.
Words to live by.
There you go, yeah.
It's 9:40 on a Wednesday morning here, and we are talking to Mose Allison, currently, I believe, up in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, yeah, at Jazz Alley up here.
And headed our way Sunday. And Bill Douglas is in the studio with us live, so thanks for coming by, Bill.
Thank you.
Anything you want to ask Mose or say to Mose before you see him here in a couple of days?
Oh, no, just that it's always a pleasure, and it's right. When you get up there, you're committed to playing well together, and really this is a communal music, you know, that's the beauty of it. You're listening to each other and responding, and Mose is a very unusual piano player, and it's, you know, we just take off, and I'm always very grateful to play with anybody that has that kind of commitment to music, and Mose just has it so much, and so that's all I can say about it, is it's great playing.
Well, let me ask you, what was it like for you playing with Mose the first time? Were you in awe? Were you nervous?
Well, you know, actually I was. I was so much younger, and we didn't, Mose at that time didn't like amps, and we had a mic on the bass, but, you know, I was. I feel more confident now in this age to do it, but at the time I was in awe, but you know, he put up with me then, and I had a good time, and we traveled a little bit, and you know, it was nice to be back in his orbit again playing, and Peter Magadini is a wonderful drummer with the trio, and a perfect fit, I think, and so it's great.
So how many appearances on this tour are you going to be playing with Mose?
Well, we have three in a row, Fairfax here, and JB's in Sacramento, and then we've got Santa Cruz in January, I believe, yeah.
Wow, so where are you going to be between middle of November and January, Mose? You going back to New York before you come back out here?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to back to New York, and I'm playing in New Orleans on Thanksgiving weekend, yeah. And then I'm playing in Hilton Head, South Carolina on the next weekend. And so then I'll be off until January the 4th, I think, the 7th or something like that, in Blues Alley in Washington.
Boy, back to Washington again.
And then I play four nights twice a year there.
That's a longstanding commitment you have to do that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I've been working there for 30 years or so. And John Demetrio, the guy who owns the club in Seattle, I first met him in Washington, D.C. He was he started Blues Alley, I think.
Wow.
How much touring do you do, Mos? How many nights a year do you perform?
Oh, about 100 nights a year, or more or less. You know, I think it's going to be more this year.
Well, are you ever going to slow down?
Well,
I guess that's. I hope you don't.
When I stop getting called.
Yeah, I guess that's musicians. You just don't ride off into the sunset and retire. You keep performing until you move on to the next life.
Well, you know, I thought I was getting older, and somebody said Pine Top Smith played here yesterday, and he's 90.
Yeah.
He's in his 90s, and Hank Jones is in his 90s, I think. You know,
and of course Marion McPardlin. You know.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Does she still do her show on NPR? I think it is.
I don't think so. You know, I think she's getting pretty frail. I worked with her too for quite a while, and you know, she's slowing down. You know, another beautiful musician with so much fire. You know.
So before we leave you, Mos, Sunday evening in Grass Valley Center for the Arts, I believe at 7 p.m.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there going to be anybody playing on the bill with you before you and Bill and Pete come out?
Not that I know of. You know, who knows? But you know, I couldn't be certain.
So we're just going to get pure, undiluted Mos, John Allison Jr. and Bill Douglas and Pete Magadini.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you.
Hey,
man.
Thanks for chatting with us.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Thanks for chatting with us. Have a safe trip down, and we'll see you Sunday evening in Grass Valley at Center for the Arts. Oh, by the way, Bill brought in a CD of, Bill, why don't you take it from here?
Well, it's all right, Mos, if I just
play
a couple of tracks.
Yeah, you can let them play a couple of tracks.
Okay.
You know, whatever.
From Fairfax, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Mos, take care.
All right, man.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Bill, why don't you give us a little bit of an introduction to this CD?
Well, it's an unreleased CD, actually two of them. One CD has all the vocals, and then the other CD is instrumentals. And this is a place in Fairfax called 19 Broadway. Geez, I don't know. We did 2003. Lord have mercy. And it's not released yet. I don't know if it will be, but it's nice to have it. It's beautiful. And we're playing there the night before we play here again. And it's just a little club. You know, Mo's really enjoys small venues, really. I think Yoshi's is maybe as big as he likes, you know, that we played there.
How many seats are?
In Yoshi's?
Yeah.
Well, I think the one in Oakland is 3-something, maybe 4 in San Francisco. But you know, he's so wry. We were talking about jazz festivals, and he said, those jazz festivals, he said, it's like playing at a county fair, he said, you know. So there's an intimacy that he loves that I relish too. And, I think when you're closer to the musicians and there's less people, and there's more, it's more, what do you want to say, tactile, I played Monterey Jazz Festival with Marion McPartland on the main stage a few years ago, and the curtain opens and there's like, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people, and you can never get that kind of intimacy in a venue like that. So I personally agree with them. You know, the smaller venues have a more concentrated sort of feeling.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine you guys playing at Arco Arena.
Oh Lord! Yeah.
Or the Sleep Train Amphitheater.
Yeah, you know, it's not very satisfying to me, really. I mean, it's good on the resume, but.
So, how small of a venue would Mos, or does Mos, and would you folks play, or do you play?
The place in Fairfax is very small. It's just a bar, you know, with a stage, and they bring in a grand piano, and it's not very big. I mean, I don't know, with a seat, maybe a couple hundred people. I mean, it's not as big as the Center for the Arts by any means.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've, you know, I did one little tour in Northern California where he played, unfortunately for, I thought, but he puts up with an electric piano, and we played on Lake Tahoe. We played, I think, in Fresno or Stockton. We played at Newcastle, you know. So he's not somebody that would ever turn up his nose at a small venue, you mm-hmm. know. And so it's sort of interesting how he, and, you know, now the Center for the Arts has a good grand piano at last. So
that's right. That's right. Really, that just arrived a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what they were really lacking. And now they got it. And I'm glad for him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because he deserves a good instrument.
Okay. Well, let's listen to this track from this unreleased CD, and then we'll come back on and say our goodbyes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
let's see
you.
What this sounds like.
Thank you. I don't want much in this life, just the simple things I treasure. Till I die, I would get by on fame, riches, and sensual pleasure. I don't ask much in this world, no special consideration. Just treat me like His Majesty, our favorite, the OPEC nation. Some people just don't know when to stop. Some people, they just won't quit till they reach the top. But I'm so easy going, I'd make my way through life on love and understanding from a rich and beautiful wife. To get enough. Some people want salvation, paradise, and all that stuff. But I'm so easy going, I don't even keep score. All I want is plenty, I will take more. If you ask me, I will take more. Say please, and I will.
All I want is plenty, and I will take more.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah. A rich and beautiful wife.
So, hold on a second here. Okay. As I was telling, you know, we were talking while that was playing, Moses' voice just sounds incredible for a man that's been singing as long as he is. I mean...
That's true. That's true. It's a... Yeah, you know, well, you know, this music world that we inhabit, you can keep you young, you know, and when he plays, he never is unfocused in that he's always, like he said, trying to play the best he can and be very inventive. So, you know, when your brain cells and your whole body are engaged all these years and you're determined to do it well every time, you know, but without being, you know, like he said, he doesn't get nervous. There's not like a bunch of tension around it, but he's just there and he's been doing it so long and so well. Yeah, it's very, very wonderful.
Yeah. Well, let's play this one last track. Bill Douglas, thanks for coming in and joining us.
Thank you.
Bill
Pleasure.
Douglas, Mose Allison, and Pete Magadini will be playing Sunday night at the Center for the Arts at 7 o'clock. So here we go. One more track from this unreleased CD recorded at Club in Fairfax, California, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Ever since the world ended, I don't go out as much. People that I once befriended.